USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The top Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee says that a number of chartered flights have been kept from leaving Afghanistan. Representative Michael McCaul says that the Taliban is preventing those flights from leaving the country. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that they're using these people who want to leave as leverage against the U.S.
We have six airplanes at Mazar Sharif Airport, six airplanes with American citizens on them as I speak, also with these interpreters, and the Taliban is holding them hostage for demands right now. State has cleared these flights, and the Taliban will not let them leave the airport. So I'm sorry, the answer to your question is zero. And that's my concern, is they're going to demand more and more, whether it be cash or legitimacy, as the government of Afghanistan.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Approval of the president's handling of the pandemic is slipping, according to a new poll. Tim Berg reports.
President Biden's approval rating for his handling of the coronavirus pandemic has dropped by 10 points since late June as the Delta variant raises concerns and drives up cases nationwide. In a new Washington Post ABC News poll, 52% of respondents say they approve of the way Biden is handling the pandemic, which is down from 62% of adults who gave him positive marks in late June. Biden's overall approval rating has also dropped since June from 50% to 44%. 30% of adults questioned say they approve of the president's handling of the situation in Afghanistan, while 60% say they disapprove. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The World Health Organization declared the Mu variant of the coronavirus as a variant of interest last week after preliminary evidence showed that it might be able to evade vaccine protections. There have been large outbreaks of Mu in Colombia, where it was first identified back in January, with nearly 40% of all cases there of the Mu variant. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that Mu isn't an immediate threat in the U.S. The chief White House medical advisor tells CBS has faced the nation why officials in the U.S. are still more focused on Delta.
Well, you're looking to see if it becomes more dominant, namely if the relative proportion of isolates in a given place, including in this country, becomes more. Right now, we're not seeing that. The Delta variant is over 99% dominant. So when we say we're keeping an eye on the Mu variant, we want to make sure it doesn't become more dominant. We actually don't know what the consequences would be. The concern is that it has a constellation of mutations that would indicate that it might evade the protection from certain antibodies. That's what we mean when we say we're keeping an eye on it. But right now, it is not an immediate threat, even though we take all of these variants very seriously.
And Patrick Cantlay outlasted John Rahm to capture the Tour Championship on Sunday. He shot a 1-under-69 in the final round to finish the weekend at 21-under, one shot ahead of Rahm. With the win, Cantlay also claims the FedEx Cup and its $15 million first prize. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.